It's Matt Flynn Direct coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio and from Waukesha on the Shaw. A lot more history made in the last 24 hours, getting back to it. Good development in Arizona, the election officials in Arizona. And these people are Republicans, by the way. This is Maricopa County, Phoenix. Arizona used to be one of the reddest states in the country. It was made a state in 1912, kind of late in the game. Not as late as Alaska and Hawaii, but pretty darn late. Remember, Barry Goldwater came from Arizona in 1964. Very right wing. Mellowed over time. It's mellowed over time. They say it's because there's a lot of immigration from California. From California. People from California come there and they're much more moderate. Who knows what it is? But Biden won it. Biden won it. And he won Maricopa County by 45,000 votes. And that was his margin in the state. He won the state by less than that. So without Maricopa County, he would have lost the state. Phoenix, without Phoenix. Biggest city in the state, one of the biggest in the country, big one. Well, remember the Republicans started Cyber Ninja. I have never understood why Merrick Garland didn't shut that down with litigation. It's a crooked deal. It was put into effect by a guy, a QAnon guy from the South. They would take election equipment and ballots and ship it to some undisclosed cabin in Montana. But no markings on the truck and no markings on where it went. People who went through it said that the ballots, everything that was being counted, was unsecured. There were boxes of them. People go to lunch, go to the bathroom, just leave them lying around. And they came to a conclusion. And initially the conclusion was that it wouldn't change much, but if you dug into it, it made a lot of false and misleading statements that are designed not so much to overturn the last election, but to give some kind of cover for crooked changes to Arizona law that will ultimately result in the gerrymandered state legislature picking the presidential electors instead of the voters of Arizona. Well, election officials in Arizona, Republicans, but honest ones, moderate ones, they have issued a 93-page report having reviewed the Cyber Ninja audit, the accounts of the audit, the data, the documents, and then the Cyber Ninja report itself. And they said that the report, and this 93-page report from Maricopa County election commissioners, the honest ones, rebutted every charge in the Cyber Ninja audit report. Maricopa election officials said that the Cyber Ninja lacked understanding of the law, was inaccurate, and in cases, outright false. 22 of the claims that Cyber Ninja made were misleading. 41 of them misstated in the analysis what had occurred, and 13 were false. They were lies. And overall, they showed a lack of understanding of the law down there. Now, there's a larger question in my mind, How important is this refutation of Cyber Ninja? There's so much that's been said and done around the country that's clearly false. In fact, it's bat feathers crazy. Anybody in his right mind, you would think, wouldn't believe it. This business about the rigged election with more than 60 judicial opinions all over the country, from judges appointed by Trump, Obama, George W. Bush, in some cases, George H.W. Bush, Clinton, everybody, unanimously, including the U.S. Supreme Court and all appellate courts, threw out these claims. So why are people not rationally looking at this and say, look, maybe they say, all right, I voted for Trump, but this is the way it is. We'll fight on some other way. No. That is not what they are doing. What they're doing with these Cyber Ninja reports, it's the same thing as Ron Johnson saying that mouthwash will keep away COVID. Or Ron Johnson and a lot of other Republicans saying that take ivermectin, which is a deworming drug for cattle and horses, who weigh several thousand pounds, that will keep away COVID. Or take hydroxychloroquine, which is an anti-malaria drug, that'll keep away COVID. All of that is false, and all of that is on its surface so stupid. I talked to a doctor the other day, as a Republican. She said, Ron Johnson is crazy. I would never vote for him for saying stuff. But the problem is, there is a base in the Republican Party created by Trump. It's not the majority, but it's a plurality when you stack them up against other Republicans in a primary. And they avidly are pro-Trump. And that kind of a base demands a fetish. What do I mean by a fetish? Google it. Well, a fetish can be anything that binds everybody together. It can be, you know, it can be a totem pole. It can be certain kind of clothing. It can be dietary restrictions. I mean, some dietary restrictions like don't eat pork made a lot of sense before refrigeration, when if you ate pork, you'd get trichinosis. Absolutely. So there are these fetishes. The fetishes in the Republican Party now actually hurt your health. They hurt your health. If you take ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, or if you gargle with mouthwash and say, I've beaten the COVID, that hurts you. But that fetish is important to some people. There's a fetish about not wearing masks. There's a fetish about not getting vaccinated. There are examples around the country of people being asked to wear a mask by, say, a clerk, by a teenage girl in a store, punching her in the face. This fetish, a fetish, is necessary to get a rabble together to get behind an ideology. Some fetish has got to be there. And this is their fetish. Now, my view on that is this. This is an easy fetish, this business about lowering concern about COVID. Why do I say that? COVID is a transmissible disease, communicable. But as far as epidemics go, it's small change compared to epidemics of history. Take the Black Death in Europe going back to the 1300s and then persistently for several hundred more years. You know, something like 30 or 40% of Europe's population died. If you got the Black Death, suppose this were somehow gangrene, or say is leprosy, and suddenly you got it, your face was disfigured, your nose fell off, that kind of thing. People wouldn't be so quick to embrace this fetish. They would beg for the vaccine. But here it's an invisible disease. A lot of people just feel bad, and so what to them? Some die, but the percentage is very, very high. Right now, we're getting 500,000 to 700,000 new cases a day of Omicron, a day. But people don't see the physical effects of it as disfiguring, insulting their vanity, and dangerous as the Black Plague or leprosy or that kind of thing. So it's kind of like, to them, an easy fetish. An easy fetish. So that's what's happening. They will believe Cyber Ninja no matter what the Maricopa County Election Commission says, no matter what 60 federal and state judges say around the country, no matter what every appellate court says around the country, just the way, not only do they reject any sensible COVID protections, they're death threats against Dr. Fauci, one of the mildest, most decent guys I've ever seen connected with a political issue. This is a sick, sick fetish. That fetish will extend, so it's good news from Arizona. But is it the silver bullet? No, I do not think it is the silver bullet, because the need of the rabble to have a fetish. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.